It's Enda Murphy and Mike Hogan in for PJ and Jim all this week. Just this week for you.
Just this week for
you
me.
You won't be with us next week.
No, I won't be with you next week. I'm on my own staycation, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, I've said this loads of times, but I'm moving to Galway for a while.
You're moving to Galway. Get out of the
Get out of the big smoke for a while. Doing that. So I'm looking forward to that.
You're still going to be working remotely, of course.
Oh, we'll be working remotely. Yeah, God. I couldn't leave PJ and Jim fend for themselves.
We couldn't let you go either. Yeah. You're so important.
But speaking about staycations, right?
Yes.
This is a really interesting story. Now, it's from Ingerland.
Okay.
Right? So that's what it is. But I wanted to see, how it relates to us and what we think of this, right? So James Bond and Harry Potter are playing a key role in Brits' staycation planning, according to new research. So basically, they've done research with Brits heading to various places within the Britain area.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are being influenced by TV shows.
Right.
But I have, and movies, and the sets of those places and where those places have set.
Of course.
Have been set. I've noticed that happening here as well. Because mm-hmm. I think at some point we've all seen from somebody a picture of Craggy Island the Father Ted house.
The house, yeah.
So a lot of people do get influenced by places like that. Definitely, that has to be the number one, TV spot, I would say.
Where is that?
In Ireland.
That is
in Clare.
It's in Clare, is it?
Yeah, it's in County Clare.
Is it on an island?
No. I'm not too sure where exactly it is. If someone texts us in, actually, that'd be great.
Somebody let us know. 087-188-0008.
Yeah, but in relation to Britain, what they say is Pride and Prejudice. People are going to Kent for Pride and Prejudice.
Okay.
They're coming to... Wait now. Wexford. This isn't staycationing. Do they know Wexford isn't part of Britain? I think I found a fault in this survey.
Oh my goodness.
They have number 9 as Wexford.
For what?
Saving Private Ryan.
Oh yeah, across the beach.
Yeah, and then number 8 is not. They're going to Notting Hill in London.
Right.
Of course, they have all these big places, yeah. I learned actually, before I go on to the other one, Hot Fuzz in Somerset is another one actually. From the movie Hot Fuzz,
yeah.
It's going to Somerset. I saw a programme recently on Friends, the making of Friends or something. And you know the apartment that Ross and... the apartment that they all live in. Ross actually lives in a different one. That obviously is in a studio set.
Yeah.
But the outside, the exterior shot of that apartment, mm-hmm. like is in the opening credits or it's in, or the closing credits or it's in various scene changes.
Yeah.
That is and someone lives in it. And they're like, have people taken pictures and congregating outside it all the time?
Really?
And it's like nothing happened inside the apartment. It's just the exterior of it was shown a few times.
It's
in New York somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, because the show wasn't shot in New York.
No, it was in LA.
Yeah.
I visited I was in the studio or something where they did something to do with Friends. I can't remember. Right. I got one of those superimposed pictures in Central Park.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Was that in LA?
Greenstein. No, it was in New York.
It was in New York.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe it was. What was the. What's the studio that did. Was it ABC? NBC.
NBC.
Yeah, it was in NBC studio. Number 6 is Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Which was done in Carmarthenshire. Hampshire is Downton Abbey. Lots of people are visiting the Dark Knight Rises and also Trainspotting. Oh, Edinburgh. A lot of people go to Edinburgh.
Oh, right. Beautiful city.
And then Oxford for Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Glencoe, apparently, for Skyfall is the number one. But I wonder... Oh. And what the number one in Ireland. Like another major destination now for TV enthusiasts or whatever is in the north. Yeah,
of course.
So it's Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And it's the famous, tree lined walkway or whatever it might be.
Titanic up around there, isn't it? Yeah.
Titanic, yeah. That's another one. From a movie point of view. The other one, right? Do you know what? As a kid, when we came.
Go on, say it.
Glenroe,
yeah.
In County Wicklow.
I remember driving through that going, there's the. Look at the.
Glenroe Farm. Miley is in there.
It's still kind of the same there. I drove through about a year ago.
Is it? Yeah. So if anyone else has one, let us know.
What's the one with Star Wars? The two rocks coming out of the water in Kerry.
I know.
Skellig.
Skellig, yeah.
Hi guys, the Father Ted house is in a place in Clare called Killinaboy, just outside Corrifin.
Yeah. I heard
Killinaboy,
that the person Killinaboy. That is living in the house.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure if this is still the case, but that you can book to go in for a cup of tea or whatever.
Can you?
But there's actually someone who lives in the house, but they do run a little tea rooms thing.
Do they?
Or whatever. Yeah.
And do they say go on if you don't want to come tea?
Well, there's the Father Ted festival goes on, of course.
Yeah, I know. I love it. Just the whole
Father Ted's great. Yeah.
Everything around.
But is there anywhere else in Ireland that you would sort of, you know, you'd go to based on a TV show or on a movie.
087-188-0008. We want to know. Let us know. Where would you staycation in relation to kind of movies or TV shows? Let us know. It's a 8:15. This is Alanis Morissette. Ironic. Classic hits. Waking up happy. Classic hits. Waking up happy this Friday morning. 8:18 now. Alanis Morissette and Unfortunate.
Yeah,
it's not ironic.
I know.
It's just unfortunate.
Everyone gives out about
change
that song.
Change the name of the song, would you, for God's sake, woman. Rightio. Now, okay, staycationing in famous places. This is an interesting one here. The Friends Building in New York. I got quite emotional when I saw it for the first time. Aoife in Dublin. There it is there. Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, she sent in a picture.
Yeah, the picture's there. Okay, you can have a look at it if you want to. Can you see that?
Oh, yeah, that's it. So that's the one that was on this documentary about it, yeah.
In Father Ted's house in Killinaboy in County Clare, the lady who owns the house is so nice. She opens the house for afternoon tea, and it's amazing. She is all dressed up and tells you how the house came to be Father Ted's house. With COVID, it's closed, but we went there last summer, and it was amazing. That's good to know.
I've heard good stuff about it, but obviously, it's another one of these things where the actual... program wasn't shot inside the house, like,
yes,
I assume it's just the exterior of the house. Yeah,
of course. Yeah. Two places, lads. Kurtlow, Wexford, Saving Private Ryan, and Kong in Mayo, where The Quiet Man was filmed.
Of course. Yeah, Kong, I was in Kong.
Is the set still there or something?
Nah, I don't think
which was the movie that they built them, they actually physically built them, and then they left them.
Maybe it is there. I'm not too sure. When I say I was in Kong, I passed through Kong. I was in Ashford Castle, which is just beside Kong. You know Ashford Castle?
Yes.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Beautiful. Lads, how can you leave out Cork's Northside from Young Offenders?
Of course. Yeah. You're dead right.
You're absolutely right. Thanks for that. Ballykiss Angel, Fitzgerald's Bar. Oh, yeah.
Okay, where's Fitzgerald's Bar then?
No idea, it doesn't say.
Ballykiss Angel? Yeah,
just says Ballykiss Angel, Fitzgerald's Bar.
Okay.
Wasn't Ballykiss Angel filmed in the Ardmore Studios out in Wicklow and Bray?
I'm not too sure.
So there's a few other ones.
There's,
there,
of course, where we were, if you're into Ross na Rún on TG Cahir.
Oh, yeah, of course you were there.
Jim starred in Ross na Rún at one point. When I say starred, I mean 3 seconds.
3 seconds in Ross na Rún.
That was funny. That was one of the funniest days.
Did anybody say to you afterwards, I saw you in Ross na Rún?
No, like, literally, no, you couldn't, like, you blink and you miss it, like.
I was on the Late Late Show once.
Oh, were you?
Way back in the 80s.
Okay.
And everybody saw.
Yeah. It's funny,
unbelievable, that was, you know?
I did a thing for, like, during the housing crisis, which obviously there still is, or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was one of these, someone did an interview with me about looking for a house.
Right.
And I couldn't get one, and I took a picture of the queues, whatever. Well, I must have gone into the database of every newsroom in the country, right? And I was always, yeah, you're still looking for a house. Yeah, it was just that we're looking to talk. And like, it was people, really? You know, journalists were so hungry. But I was on TV3, and like that, I couldn't believe it. Oh my God, you're on a text, my phone lighting up the whole. I was on for 2 minutes talking about not being able to get a house.
Wow.
It's bizarre, the power of it, all right.
God almighty. Yeah, no, it is incredible. Ryan's Daughter was filmed in Kerry, South Africa, and West Clare. The storm scene was filmed at Loophead.
What about Braveheart?
Ah, Braveheart.
I know a guy who did a lot of work on the set of Braveheart, actually, and still has stuff from the set.
Yeah, what about Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman, Temple Bar?
Oh, that awful movie.
Terrible.
Where
is the horrible
accent?
Not Into the West. What's it called?
That's terrible.
What's happened to Martin and who are you?
Yeah, dreadful.
And
I don't know
what it's
called.
Temple Bar, and I remember I was down there one day and I saw his little head going by.
Did you?
I did, yeah. What was the name of that movie?
I can't think. Someone will text it in. All right, someone will text it in. I can't remember.
Far and Away.
Oh, Far and Away. That's
so
it, yeah.
Fast on the text here.
That's
incredible.
It's brilliant, I know. It's a wealth of information.
It
just
really
stay here
is.
And ask questions. And they can
the schoolhouse from Ryan's Daughter is near Dunclane in County Kerry.
Very good.
I hope we pronounced that right. Ted's house is, we know that one there. It's Kilfenora. You take a right and keep going down the road. It's on your left.
Okay. Thanks for that. I think
we're not going there right now.
We should create a list here. I think we've got enough to battle the Brits on this one, because they've Skyfall and Harry Potter, fine.
Yeah.
But do they have Ballykiss Angel? Do they have Glenroe?
Do they have the Snapper?
The Snapper in Dublin.
What was it? The Shealing Hotel?
Yeah.
In Raheny. There was also the Foxhound in Kilbarrick.
Oh, yeah.
And the Cedars in Raheny.
Okay.
The bar scene was shot there. Then where the row was, where the fight was.
Oh, okay.
You're slagging me. Yeah.
And then the other one is, what was the other crime drama that everyone, Love Hate?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a bar on the Keys, which I didn't know was open at the time. And I don't think it was open at the time, but they used that. And also loads of other places.
Loads of other places. 8:23 now.
Now, Enda, are you a perfectionist? Would you say, just answer me that honestly now.
Overall.
Like, in life in general, are you a perfectionist?
No.
You're not?
No, not really.
The right answer, I think.
Is it?
The right answer for your missus and the right answer for your kids.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Because being a perfectionist can be detrimental to your family life due to unreasonably high expectations of your partner and children, a study has found.
Wow.
Right? So some people are fastidious. Mm-hmm. I got there.
That's good.
I was confused with that word, but I asked Andrew beforehand. are fastidious in nature and need everything to be correctly aligned, but applying this to the household can be catastrophic. I mean, the wording in this is...
Yeah, big words.
Not only very intelligent, but it's very dramatic.
Yeah. But anyway. It's so true, though, what you're saying.
Oh, do you think so?
Oh, I think so. I know a couple of people who are really, really just anal about everything.
Okay.
And
it's just not good for it. It's not healthy, like.
No.
Now, when you say, because I'm a little concerned here, because I would think myself a little bit of a perfectionist.
Right.
Now, obviously not in this job, considering all the mistakes this week. But I blame that on you.
Yeah,
but
thanks.
Apart from that, I suppose I'd like to be a perfectionist to a degree, yeah.
Really, would
work you? Wise, I guess, yeah. Anything else, no.
I think there are certain things, yeah, but a home life, if you bring it into your home life, it gets scary. Being a perfectionist in relation to work, like if I do anything, you know, I want something done properly. You don't really have a choice. You either do it properly in this business
or
you make a mess of it.
But like, put it this way, this is how I work now.
Yeah.
So if a mistake happens or a big mistake or whatever, like it hurts me. Like it
right.
takes me a while to get over it. Like
okay.
Whereas I feel other people can go whenever,
just Grant. Brush it off.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So I don't know if that's perfectionism or just anxiety.
I don't know. It might be a little bit of both mixed together.
Anyway,
ever met a psychologist? Do you have a psychiatrist?
No, but they won't even meet me. Actually,
they won't even meet you.
They refuse me. But anyway, so a total of 459 people were recruited as part of the online study and were quizzed on the requirements from their family. And the questions range from, I expect my partner to do their best at everything they do, to, I have a strong need for my children to strive for excellence. Oh yeah,
right.
The striving. I mean, you do, you always think, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I always think for my kids, of course I want the best for them, right?
Yes.
I want them to be happy.
Absolutely.
But I also want them to get a few quid. Do you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day,
you can
hang on to the hope in life when you realise you're probably not going to be rich yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of go, well, there are the kids, you know?
Mm.
It could happen. You hear these stories where kids buy houses and stuff.
You know, I think it's really important that you teach them the value of money. Like, definitely. Like, seriously.
The value of getting loads of it and giving it to their parents. That was your mean?
Well, yeah, hopefully, yeah. It's like my son, Finn, who, like, must have been 3 years ago. What do you want to be when you grow up? He wanted to be a gamer and a professional footballer.
A gamer.
Like, gamers make the big guys, the serious guys, can make millions.
Okay,
you know?
But how many of those guys are making millions?
There's a huge amount. There's a huge amount. But, you know, there's friends of his who play, I think it's Fortnite. And they can win money, and some of them
have won money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They can, like, it's huge amounts, but it's still.
Yeah, but I mean, I shouldn't scoff at it. At the end of the day, I wanted to be a professional footballer when I was
Did
young.
You?
And a wrestler, yeah.
And a wrestler.
So there's just different generations. What?
Super villain.
What? Hulk Hogan are the same name as me. Where'd you think it was going to go?
Oh, sorry, I didn't know that. A wrestler.
Yeah, WWF wrestler, of course, WWE now, but I've gone off that, of course. But they were the days gone by.
I wanted to be a pilot.
Did you, yeah? Yeah, so you had
a doctor.
Logical, rational, sensible aspirations.
That's the kind of thing, yeah. The idea of being a doctor was, I don't know why, but just attractive to me.
It's one of those jobs, isn't it, as a kid? That it's a fantastic job and saving people's lives. And
but
then I think when you get older, you go, oh, there's a lot of work in that.
An awful lot of work.
Oh, geez, you have to go through a lot of learning in that.
I'll
stick to the radio.
Off.
That's put me off. I mean, I like to think to myself, I could have been a surgeon saving people's lives, but I thought, a little bit too much work on that.
Yeah.
I think I'll stick to the radio.
A lot of effort as well. Yeah.
Speaking about perfectionists, I mean, there you go. In the likes of those jobs, surely they are perfectionists. But according to this, if you don't take it home,
that's the trigger.
You're grand.
Absolutely.
As long as you don't expect your kids to be perfect, your other half to be perfect, you're grand.
Absolutely.
Stay easy.
I like the cut of your jib. Now, Ace of Base, All That She Wants. There's a good choice. 16 minutes past 7. Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy. Good morning.
Camille, earlier on we were talking about wise tales.
Yeah.
For why I can't remember. Oh, I was telling you that the whole thing about 50% of the heat in your body or something gets lost through your head.
That's not true.
And I read before it wasn't true. That it's just an old wives' tale thing,
right? It's true, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so a lot of the science now can kind of debunk these things. So I have here, right, 12 common old wives' tales that aren't actually true.
Okay.
These will probably shock you, Enda. Mm-hmm. But we'll see how we do, right? So the first one I'm going to give you is, if you have wet hair and go outside in cold weather, you'll get sick. Did your mother always tell you that?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
Is it true?
Do you want me to tell you if it's true? Mm. Now, based on the headline of this story, which says 12 old wives' tales that turn out not to be true.
So I'm totally taking that.
I'm going to guess it's probably not true.
All right.
But Dr. Prithish Tosh, an infectious disease physician and researcher at the Mayo Clinic, not Mayo in Ireland now, said that you generally need to be exposed to an infectious agent in order to get sick. Oh, do we all know about that these days, Doctor? I think people are becoming a lot more aware these days of how you actually get sick.
Yeah.
So a lot of these old wife tales have been debunked. That said, going outdoors with wet hair won't cause the flu. It could damage your hair, however. Cold weather can exacerbate hair breakage in wet hair, causing strands to snap off. So it can exacerbate your hair strands actually, you know, being damaged, but won't get you sick, okay?
Okay, I'm not too worried
about
that.
That's all right, okay. All right? So or going to bed with wet hair and all that, that's similar, right?
Right.
So hair of the dog gets rid of a hangover.
Is that true or not? No, of course it's not true.
What, you don't think it's true?
No, it isn't true.
No. Okay, so the belief is said to be rooted in the false old school idea that if you were bitten by a rabid dog, your rabies would be cured if you consumed a potion that contained some of the hair from the animal that had sunk its teeth into you in the first place.
That's where it came from.
So that's where it actually came from.
Oh.
But the advice isn't true in terms of rabies, believe it or not, or hangovers. The doctor says that having another alcoholic drink is likely only going to make you feel worse later on, explaining it merely just postpones the hangover until later on in the day.
Yeah.
So don't be messing, right? So if you pull a grey hair out, two more will replace it. Ever hear that?
I have, yeah.
Do you agree with that one?
Mm.
Okay, a grey hair usually means your follicle has stopped producing melanin, la la la. You won't get any additional grey hairs unless your other follicles also stop producing the pigment, right?
Okay.
So don't worry about it. If you pull one out, loads won't come back. And similarly, if you shave your legs, it won't come back double.
Right.
Right, okay, that's another one. Eating carrots will drastically improve your eyesight is another one.
Devastated. This is terrible.
Well, how do you know now? Hang on. We might have a glimmer of hope here. Hang on. The popular old wives' tale is still popular today, and though it's not entirely fact, we now know it could have a little bit of truth behind it. According to Scientific American, carrots are full of beta carotene, a pigment in your body. Converts to vitamin A. Vitamin A can benefit your eyes, helping you see under conditions of low light or darkness and keeping your corneas functioning.
Good old beta carotene.
So there you go. So it can keep your eyes kind of going a little bit longer in the dark. So there you go.
Brilliant.
So that actually is okay. Oh. And sitting too close to the television will make you go blind.
Not true. No.
But it could.
Don't tell the kids that.
No, don't tell kids. Shh, kids, don't sit in front of the television too long. It's bad for you.
It's all right. Stop it.
That's all right. Kids learn a lot through television anyway.
Kids aren't really looking at the TV anymore.
We were all sat in front of the telly when we were.
Oh, absolutely.
Young ones and all that.
Yeah.
But anyway, eye strain can happen with that, so be careful.
Definitely.
Not blindness, but eye strain. Anyway, I've loads of them there. An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Not true.
Do you want to leave this as the last one?
Go on then.
Okay. It's true that there are health benefits to eating apples, but not enough to prevent you from ever needing to see a doctor.
Right, okay. That's fair enough.
Imagine we needed a doctor to tell us that. Yeah, so don't. Don't like, you know, if someone goes, God, you look awful. Should I eat apples every day?
No, but you look awful,
like you're about to collapse. It doesn't matter.
Mike.
I eat Granny Smith every day.
Mike the Debunker Hogan. Thank you for that. 7:43.
A great survey in the papers today, which is doing the rounds, is a survey on people's favourite song to dance to.
Okay.
Which is a good survey. And actually, I don't think I've ever heard of this before.
Oh, that's interesting.
Of this being done. Just the tune that really just gets you moving, even if... you know, just one of those tunes.
Yeah.
No matter what you may think of it, or if you don't know it, or love it or loathe it, you'll still dance to it, you know?
It'll fill a dance floor type of thing as well.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, having been a DJ in my time, I kind of know some of those songs that do get people moving, you know?
As do I, fellow broadcaster.
So, you know those songs that are safe bets when you put on a dance floor fills.
Yeah.
Of course, we have no dance floors anymore. Don't mention the war.
It's terrible.
But apart from that, when we could all dance together, that, you know, these songs will get you going. So, do you want to hear the top 10 in the
Absolutely.
Survey? What came back? Okay. So, number 10.
Yeah.
Summer of 69.
Excellent.
Bryan Adams.
Yeah.
What a great tune. Number 9 is... I'm going to question this one.
Go on.
Even though it's one of the greatest songs of all time.
Yes.
Is it one of the best songs to dance to? Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Do
you agree with me?
Well, yeah, I do agree with you.
Yeah.
But in the car, you know, you will nod the head. Well, that bit you won't. But you know the bit where they get
Okay.
You know,
so that bit,
Wayne's World, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you have to go through all the rest of it. Okay. Number 8. Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
Beyonce. Yeah,
it's a great beat, all right, yeah, for sure. Okay, and it depends on the situation, though, doesn't it?
Yeah,
like,
of
I don't think
it does.
I think that came on in the kitchen at home. I might, you know,
bust a move.
No, I actually might. You know, I'm just listen to it or whatever. But if I was at it, but if I was at a venue or something, that would be. Be up on the floor like that.
Really?
Scream like that.
I'd be interested to see if my one now, my absolute favourite one that would get me up, if it's in the list. I doubt it.
Do you want to tell me?
No, I won't tell you afterwards.
Okay, so number 7, sorry, is Queen. Don't Stop Me Now. I'm having such a good
dance.
I'm even dancing now.
Yeah.
Okay, and number 6. Sweet Caroline.
Oh, yeah.
By Neil Diamond. And
okay.
Number 5 is I Want to Dance with Somebody from Whitney Houston.
That's Sorry, what was that? Do you need a tissue?
That's a great floor filler.
That is a good one.
So we're up at the top 4. Your one hasn't arrived yet.
Not there yet.
It hasn't.
No.
Okay. Number 4 is, I'm sorry now. And I know we played here and all that, but whatever. I'm sick to the teeth of this song.
You're not a fan of this one.
Pharrell Williams, Happy.
Ah, yeah.
Because I'm happy and I'm happy, 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 and I'm happy, happy, happy.
Okay.
Just, anyway.
Good song.
Anyway, it's 4. Number 3. Enda loves this one. This is your one.
Into the top 3.
This is your one. I guarantee it.
This is my one. Okay, go.
Weather Girls, It's Raining Men.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not.
Is that it?
No, it's not.
It's not it. Okay, sorry. I thought that was it.
No.
Okay, number 2.
How very dare you.
Is Come On Eileen.
That'll always work.
Boom. Yeah.
That'll always work.
So that's another one up there in the top 2.
So
these are just timeless.
I know the number 1 is, obviously, because it's going to be obvious. I know why I know it.
Is it the one you were going to choose?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
But I'll tell you what it is now.
Go on.
It's Sing Hallelujah by Dr. Alban.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, okay, yeah.
Any dance floor, any part of the world,
sing,
wherever you are,
Hallelujah.
It's a cracker.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
But the
good
one
choice.
That's number 1 is good too. So go on, reveal.
Will we play it?
Reveal. Oh, we have
Why
to.
Don't we play it? So this, according to this research, is the biggest and most popular song to dance to. It is Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of that. Nothing wrong with that on a Thursday morning. It's 16 minutes past 8 now.
Let me tell you, Enda, if we weren't socially distancing, I'd take your hand right now. I'd spin you around.
Thank God for COVID. Thank God for COVID. Classic Kids waking up happy on Thursday morning. That's 20 past 8 now. That's Queen. I was going to say Queen. It's Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen by ABBA. The number 1, the favourite dancing song. Like literally, that people love to dance to.
Yeah.
So yeah, pretty cool. A couple of the texts in. Someone says, where's Maniac? Best song ever.
God.
From Niall. From Niall Quinn, it says. That isn't the Niall Quinn, is it?
I don't know.
But anyway, thanks, Niall. And who else?
Where were the Nolans? I'm in the mood for dancing in that list.
Do you know what? I remember playing.
Song.
I remember doing a gig.
Letitia, thanks, Letitia.
Like, you did fancy gigs when you were a DJ, right? Like,
fancy
you did
gigs.
The Olympian stuff.
I did at the Olympia every Friday and Saturday night.
But
and
did you do, like, the grind at the start when you were younger? Like, did you do the dives and
I did, yeah. I did workmen's
and the christenings and all that, right?
Birthday parties and sitting rooms and stuff. Yeah.
I remember doing a church gig.
Uh-huh.
Like it was a church, an after church service thing or something. It was lovely.
Right.
Like there was no alcohol or anything like that. It was just very, very nice, clean party.
Yes.
And I played the Nolans. I'm in the mood for dancing. And I thought, none of these guys are going to dance. This is kind of a bit boring, but it's fine.
Yeah.
They're all enjoying. Well, there was a rush to the dance floor.
Fill the dance floor.
And the mood. And they never left it.
It's a great song.
Always remember that, yeah.
Do you know there's a TV show on at the moment? It's on regular TV. It's called The Nolans. They're back together again.
Oh, yeah.
And they're on a cruise ship.
That's right.
And we're watching it. It's really good.
Yeah.
They're a great gang. They really are. And the stories and where they are now in their lives and where they've got to. And one of them, of course, is on Loose Women. That's a TV show.
That's a big show, isn't it?
The big show, yeah. She's doing very well. She's doing the best out of all of them, I think. You know?
Sorry, Niall Quinn texts it back and says, yes, I am the real Niall Quinn. Of course, he is the real Niall Quinn because he's him, Niall Quinn. But he's not the footballer, Niall Quinn.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah. Kind of looks like him a little bit there.
Anyway, so if there's a song that you just dance to any time it comes on, no matter where, like we're fierce dancers now at home. I don't know if you know, you think that, but literally we are, like, if you pop into our family home and, you know, just appear, you probably think it's a bit odd. We dance all the time. Flying around the place all the time with the radio on all the time. So is it something like that where you dance around your kitchen or around your living room or whatever? Let us know what the song is and we'll see if we can play it for you.
So walking into your house would be like walking into Riverdance.
My little one does Riverdance. She says play the Riverdance song. And there's also a song called Popcorn Song. I don't know if you know it's the dance song. That's her big favourite. And then all the stuff from what's the musical, The Greatest Showman.
Oh yeah,
all that stuff's on repeat in our house at the moment. So it's a bit of a madhouse at the moment. But yeah, there's a deadly dance song. I don't know if you remember it from the 90s called Popcorn.
Oh yeah, I do remember that.
So she loves that. And we pretend we're popcorn in a tub. It's very unusual. We're a very unusual family. Anyway, if there's a song that you love to dance to, let us know.
8:22 now. Classic hits.